Welcome to WordPress Tavern's Industry Night, where you get to pull up a chair and listen in on a conversation about plugins from the people who made them. How you doing, everybody? It's Marcus Couch. Welcome to episode 3 of Industry Night here at WP Tavern. Today we're talking with Tim Varner from Roost.me. Roost has made a great web-based push notification system that can push WordPress content right to your smartphone without the need for an independent app. So pull up a chair, grab a cold one, and join me in my conversation with Tim Varner from Roost. Describe Roost, describe kind of your vision of it, how it is now, and then where you think it can go in relation to WordPress, and then we'll talk about push notifications and stuff down the road.
Roost is a company that is actually a product of Notice Software. Notice Software is the parent company. And Notice had been involved with push notifications for apps for a couple of years. In fact, Notice still owns a product called nativepush.com that services push notifications for apps. That market is fairly saturated. There are a lot of good companies in that market doing good things, companies like Urban Airship, for example. The people at Notice, especially the developers, were getting feedback from clients. They would often have people call and mistakenly, not understanding how push notifications work, kind of ask, could I do this with my website? And, of course, the answer was always no, push notifications work for apps. And then, we all started thinking, and the decision was made to build a product that actually did that, that allowed websites the ability to engage their mobile traffic with push notifications. And so we created Roost. So the big difference with Roost versus our former product is simply that when someone opens one of the push notifications that our users send, so let's say you have a blog, you send a push out from your blog, let's say a new post, and then when the reader gets that and they follow it, rather than it taking them to an app, it opens the web browser onto the landing page where the new content is at.
That is very unique.
Yeah, so it goes to a place, it goes to the web. I mean, that's really what it amounts to, where the end user terminates. Before, with push notifications, it would always drag them into an app. With us, it takes them to the landing page that the sender has designated.
Wow, that's very powerful. So, without getting into, the engineering and that behind it, how do those tie in? Let's just say from a WordPress perspective, how do you go from WordPress to ultimately push notification? What's the sequence of the technological events that take place?
So we have a dashboard. If you sign up for an account at roost.me, there's a dashboard. It's very sophisticated. It has metrics. The plugin that we've created is more simplified. The people who use the plugin still have access to all those metrics. They don't have access to them in the plugin. But what they do have is we wanted to make it as seamless as possible. So you simply go into your WordPress directory and install the Roost for WordPress plugin and set a welcome message. And then what happens is you can just automate every time by installing the plugin. What happens is every time you publish a new post, a push notification will go out to your readers. We grab the headline, the title of the post, and or you can override that with a custom message, and that sends out. So it'll say, New York Rangers blog, overview of last night's game. They follow the push, the reader does, it takes them right to that new article. So once it's installed, it's simply an automated process. You hit publish, and a push goes out at the same time. So that's what it's like from the administrator, from the writer's side. On the user side, obviously, we're an opt-in system, so your readers have to opt in to receive those push notifications. We don't want to create anything that's spammy. So there are a number of ways you can have readers opt in. We can pull from RSS feeds. You can send out an email inviting them. We have a UI kit that allows them to simply opt in on the website. But it is an opt-in, and they can always opt out. So we do give the reader control so that he or she's not being spammed. But essentially, we just want to create a system where you can alert your readers across their mobile devices as soon as you publish new content.
Now, have you also thought of perhaps how this could integrate with existing, say, membership sites within WordPress, perhaps even delivering maybe push notifications or reminders of courseware or things like that that people need to complete?
Yeah, that's absolutely part of, if we look at our roadmap, that's something that we want to do for WordPress sites. we would gladly do that. It's from a tech standpoint, it's only a few days worth of work based on what we've already created. So it's something that if we had someone come to us and request it tomorrow, we'd probably get it up and running for them by next week. We just haven't had a high demand there. We suspect, though, that's because a lot of people just aren't aware that they can use push notifications to engage folks to their website at this point. We think is that technological awareness increases, and we'll get some more, I guess, sophisticated offerings. Is that the way I want to put it? You know,
I would say, yeah,
more nuance, yeah,
yeah, and even things that I can think of would be, even if, you know, I get these reminders every now and again when I'm shopping, which is, if I leave something in a cart somewhere and I happen to be a registered user, sometimes I'll get this little tap on the shoulder via email that says, hey, yep, you left these items in your cart. So a push notification would probably enhance that even further because it's in your pocket, right? It's on your phone.
No, that's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. And we actually envision in the very near future offering specific plugins for, say, WooCommerce and maybe Cart 66, things like that. And then the other thing is, like, who are we servicing? If you ask that question, like, if you are a site that is large enough, whether in a commerce site or a publisher or whomever, that has, say, a million monthly uniques, a really large site, you're probably going to have a standalone app, right? You're going to be using push with that app. You may not be interested in our service. You may be, but you may not. But if you're a site that gets a few hundred thousand uniques a month, right, and you can't afford an app, or you couldn't adoption if you built one, and perhaps you couldn't afford the maintenance of an app. There are a number of reasons why an app might just make sense for you. We really want to be that solution for the SMB. We want to be the solution for that site which is growing and sort of thriving, but hasn't quite reached that level where they could justify the cost of a standalone app. Mm-hmm. And so that could happen across commerce sites, membership sites. It could happen across, say, dating sites, you know.
Sure.
Certainly could happen for simple publishers, people who have, you know, maybe four or five writers and just want to keep their readers engaged with what they're publishing. So we really like where we position ourselves in terms of that SMB market and helping publishers kind of get to that next step, or online businesses take that next step to where they can to have a standalone app.
Great. Now, let's talk about sort of the registration process. So when a when an end user or a visitor to a site comes up and they want to opt in to receive these push notifications, is that a separate form that data is then used on server side for you, you know, for Roost?
So that data, who opts in and their engagement level, their essentially mm-hmm. their performance engagement, is available to the particular publisher. So we do not and will not, unless it's some sort of a mandatory technical announcement or mm-hmm. update, you know, we just updated, we would send out to everybody. But for the most part, we will not market to or engage your particular subscribers.
Okay.
The reader subscribes to a particular account, and then within the Roost app, they can manage multiple accounts. So let's say there are 10 sites, say 4 commerce sites and 6 publishers whom you want to follow on Roost. What we've done is we've created an app that allows you to subscribe or unsubscribe from any of them or set particular settings for any of those subscriptions. So if you want to set quiet times, or we even have a tool inside the app that allows the end user to stipulate whether or not they're receiving too few or too many pushes, essentially mm-hmm. saying, hey, I like your brand, but... So, you know, send me, you're being a little too pushy. Maybe send me something a little less often, right? Or, conversely, really like your brand, I wish I got more offers from you, right? So we kind of allow the reader to not only control the flow of content, but in a sense, grade it and communicate back to the sender in terms of whether or not they're sending it too frequently or not frequently enough or that sort of thing. So, that app is really there for them just to manage their subscriptions. And it also allows, say, a blog network of, maybe there's a blog network of 1,000 blogs or something, and you read 15 of them regularly. You don't want to go to 15 different places to check on your push notifications from that blog, right?
Right.
It's much more convenient for the reader to be able to go into one central place and to manage all that at one time. And essentially have kind of a, it wasn't our intention to create like a replacement for Google Reader, but some of those aggregators have gone the way of the dodo bird, you know,
right.
and
right.
they were convenient tools. They had a real utility. I remember there was a time, it's dating me, I'm going back 5 or 6 years, when I practically lived in Google Reader because I had so many subscriptions.
Yeah, I even fueled things like Flipboard with Google Reader, you know, and so that was a bummer when that went away. Because of the fact that they've got to kind of opt into to the Roost system, are there integrations that say, I wouldn't say concern, but I think I would love to have it to where a user could sign up to a particular newsletter of mine, but also opt into push notifications. Could that all be done on one form, or would I have to go two separate ways for that one?
We could potentially do that. We actually just 2 weeks ago were in San Francisco. We participated in the Dreamforce Hackathon,
mm-hmm.
and what we built out there was a tool for ExactTarget called Warbler. We're going to rename that as Roost for ExactTarget, but at the time we were calling it Warbler. And that was essentially what you're saying. It allowed ExactTarget marketers to be able to send emails and pushes at the same time to be able to kind of have a concurrent two channels working in concert with each other.
Sure.
And so we're building ourselves out so that you can do some of those things, both in the registration and the sending side. Just to be very honest with you, Roost is a product that launched, it really launched in October. So a lot of things you're saying, I think, resonate with us, and we certainly talk about internally, but we haven't built all of them out yet. We
sure.
hope to get there. We're also hoping just to get feedback from users, and really, everyone says this, but we do want to build that's a product that people want. And so your feedback and the feedback we're getting from others right now is really invaluable in terms of determining our immediate and our near-term and our far-term roadmap.
Sure. And I'll tell you right now, one of the biggest things I think that could help Roost is if you immediately tried to integrate into Gravity Forms, if you could create an add-on or something like that that would integrate within Gravity Form so that was just one extra option you needed to add in it.
That actually, I'm not trying to be smarmy, but that's an excellent idea. That's one we haven't discussed yet. Yeah, I really love that idea. And that would be fairly easy for us to do, I think.
And it's a great gateway for you because there are so many Gravity Forms fanatics out there already, and they've even upgraded to where a lot of what they're doing is run through the Gravity Forms API. So, I like being the kingmaker as far as different companies go.
That's great. All right. We have to send you royalties someday. That is actually a fantastic idea. So we just to give you a sense of our present integrations, we just introduced, and this could be really interesting to readers who kind of want to put the toe in the water but aren't sure how engaged they want to get, or I'm sorry, your listeners mm-hmm. who want to put the toe in the water and aren't sure if they want to get involved with what we're calling Web Push or not. We introduced a Safari Mavericks solution. So we mm-hmm. essentially have a plugin that enables Safari Mavericks desktop push. And when you saw Mavericks OS 10 came out, it involves desktop push. And so you can subscribe to a site on your desktop and receive push notifications on your desktop. So that's a pretty heavy process to integrate to your website. It takes someone with technical acumen, it would take them several hours, maybe a day of work to enable that. We have a simple turnkey solution that enables just that solution, and we're actually, within the next couple of days, we'll have that solution for Safari desktop push integrated into our WordPress plugin. So if your listeners want to try the plugin but only want to try it for desktop push, they can simply opt out of the web push functionality and just enable the desktop push. And then the other thing that we're also due to complete sometime in the next 14 days. Honestly, I'm thinking it's done by the end of this week, but mm-hmm. I don't want to overpromise your listeners.
Sure.
Is a BigCommerce plugin. Now that's sort of removed from your immediate
mm-hmm.
attention. And then we have a WooCommerce plugin and probably Cart 66 yet here in December. So we will have. We'll start diversifying our plugin offering, especially for WordPress, because of the varied use cases that site owners will have.
Yeah, now I personally like push notifications over what we had a couple years ago, which was just massive SMS text notifications all over the time. And I love it because
right.
I can actually control within my phone how push notifications get sent over to me and the frequency and all that. And then yours even helps to throttle that even further. I'm really impressed by what you've got and, you know, some of the future of push notifications and desktop pushes and things. Where do you think the boundaries are? What are the most kind of unique applications of this that you've seen thus far?
Yeah, I think using channels in concert with each other will be very interesting. Push, I suspect, will eventually replace SMS for a couple of reasons. One, on the sender side, there's a lot of liabilities associated with SMS. Push right now is an unregulated market, and also, again, the user controls the flow. So one just abides by the same sort of opt-in, out, opt-out courtesies that you find with, say, email marketing, and push can do all that. Push can also, we have a part of our solution is that we can make push a secure channel, so it's, in very simple terms, an HTTPS relay from the point of sending to the point of reception, where something like SMS is vulnerable and doesn't have those securities. So I think it's really imagining push as the primary way we consume content on our mobile devices. Whether or not that content comes from the web or from an app, I think will be the future. And how push works in concert with other tools. You just mentioned one, right? How does push work in concert with, say, forms? And that's a simple thing to imagine, but really it actually adds a really interesting, useful wrinkle to the whole form experience and what people who are signing up for things can opt in for, and the communication channels that it opens up between the sender and the receiver are really interesting when you start thinking about it in concert with other things.
Now, as you know, as we're even talking here, I'm thinking of the P2 theme, which is designated to be sort of an intranet kind of corporate environment where people will log in and kind of do project management. But, you know, maybe push notifications are in order when someone completes a big milestone or a set of tasks or something like that to alert the rest of the team.
Absolutely. And without, I don't want to, I won't divulge the clients, but we have a handful of very large companies right now that are using Roost that are not using it for a consumer-facing application. They're using it for internal corporate messaging. And what they're tracking is really what amounts to compliance of their employees. So so-and-so received the push. We know they read it. They spent this much time on it. And they're just using it, and they're using it from their intranet. And so what you're saying is actually already happening in some ways. And that was surprising. We've had two sort of, I guess three surprising things we've heard back from people since we launched. One was the need to have a desktop push solution with our mobile web push solution. And that need has especially come from Europe, where SMS cost and also desktop browsing is still a little bit higher than it is here in the States. And then the second thing that happened was we had this enterprise use case that sort of popped up, which, you know, that isn't something that we were necessarily expecting. We really saw this as a consumer-facing-only product, and it very quickly became a product that had more agility than that.
Sure.
So that in itself was really weird. And then of course, the third thing is that we've had requests for really far more plugins than we'd think. You know, there are small, I don't want to name all of them because I'm not sure we're going to do all of them, so I don't want to tease your listeners, but there have been points where people have come to us, you know, small platforms, in some cases platforms we've never heard of, and saying, hey, we would really love a plugin. So we see a much broader future for ourselves as a company who creates a lot of integrations for other platforms, rather than simply a place that people always have to come to us. We feel like we can go to a lot of other platforms and add some value to what they're already offering to their users.
Great. So where should people go if they'd like to give Roost a trial?
You can go to roost.me, or if you're using WordPress, as I know your listeners are, they can just find the Roost for WordPress plugin in their plugin directory.
Excellent. And I'll put a link to that in the show notes.
If they have any questions, too, we are our phone lines are open. We don't have a knowledge base, and we don't have an automated system. They'll get somebody on the phone. They may get me. So please, feel free. We actually invite feedback, especially at this early stage, because it's going to allow us to create a much better product, and early adopters tend to be smart people, so we'd love to hear from them.
Great. All right, Tim Varner from Roost, thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Marcus.